Domnule Mijai, perpetuarea crizei politice de la Chișinău în pragul parafării unor acorduri foarte importante între Republica Moldova și Uniunea Europeană ar putea să-și lase amprenta?
My informations are pointing to such risk, yes. If the political situation is not solved or the political crisis is not solved quickly and there is no sign that it will be solved quickly, it will result in delays in the European agreements, perhaps more in the association agreement than in the visa-free agreement, but definitely this crisis, which started, let's remember, with a very, with an incident that could have been solved easily, the hunting incident, and now it has grown into a war of the most influential people of the country with each other. And it can really cause big damage for the country in its integration process. And let's not forget that Moldova is the poorest country of Europe that badly needs integrating with Europe. There's nothing else that Moldova needs more than this integration. So this internal show of force of the strongest, most influential people of the country is extremely damaging already, but it has to be consolidated in a civilized manner.
Se mai poate produce un vot politic solidar al fostei alianțe pentru integrare europeană în eventualitatea creării unei noi majorități în legislativul de la Chișinău și care partide ar putea forma o nouă coaliție de guvernare?
The desirable thing would be, let me put it this way, because you know I'm not sitting in the negotiations, but the desirable outcome now would be to have a workable majority, a workable majority that is committed to the European agreements, and a majority that is able to negotiate these agreements. And for this reason, of course, it's not only important that they come up with a government, but they come up with a government that is competent, both in negotiating the final shape of the agreement and also is credible to launch reforms that are stipulated in these agreements. So competence is very important, and equally important, of course, is political support of the main parties. And in that sense, of course, I look with worry at the disintegration of one of the three parties that is composing this alliance that has been running the country in the last 3 years. So I would not like to speculate about what is more likely, what is not. I would like to say that it's far superior to create a workable coalition, but I also understand that in order to create a workable coalition, there needs to be an agreement between the Liberal Democratic Party and the Democratic Party and the influential people in it, and that agreement needs to be sustained. And of course, the lack of confidence between them is very, very strong at the moment, so in a way, that's the most important thing to create this confidence. Maybe some outside help would be necessary to mediate and oversee this agreement, but certainly it's very difficult, but will be very important to do.
Dacă se ajunge la alegeri parlamentare anticipate, Moldova ar avea de pierdut sau nu neapărat?
At this moment, I think it would be bad, but of course, if there is no viable coalition, then democratic principles dictate that there needs to be new elections. And in that sense, I have to say that this very rush change of the electoral code is also a regrettable development. And here I would like to make a bit of a longer-term point that when at the beginning of 2010 I was opposing the tinkering with the constitution in the effort to elect the president, many people thought, oh, we should not be so much concerned about the law because it's important to have the president. But at that time I thought that if we don't respect the constitution, it's going to be a slippery slope down to less and less respect for the rule of law. And unfortunately, what has happened in this 3 years is justifying my fears, because it's really become less and less disciplined approach. And of course, the constitutional courts entering the political game in such a such an obvious manner as it has happened is a new law in this in this long process, a new law point. So far, the Constitutional Court had not made decisions that could be so obviously described as political decisions, but this time it has happened, and it's very regrettable. And all what I can say from Budapest, of course, is that politicians need to be responsible for, and the Constitutional Court needs to be responsible and try to reestablish, you know, a respect for legality. And of course, I think the European Union, as well as the Council of Europe, needs to help to reestablish legal standards in the country, because the situation is really very, very unpleasant.
Fostul premier Vlad Filat mai are șanse să revină în funcție, sau candidatura lui Iurie Leanc, care deține interimatul, acum ar putea fi propusă pentru a conduce cabinetul de ministri pe viitor?
The Liberal Democratic Party is going to appoint its prime ministerial candidate. It is their sovereign decision to do so, and of course they have to negotiate with the other parties. So I think it would be inappropriate at this point for me to comment on this, except for one thing, that a month ago I expressed, or more than a month ago, that it would be beneficial for the Moldovan democracy if Mr. Filat and Mr. Plahotniuc at least temporarily stepped back one step, and at that time I expressed a view on who would be an appropriate interim prime minister until the elections, preferably after Vilnius. And I think I was right at the time. I wish that happened at that time.
Iurie Leanc ar fi un candidat potrivit pentru funcția de premier?
Leanc is a very competent man, a very clean person, and he has been negotiating the Europe agreements wonderfully. As a deputy prime minister, he also has established a good contact with his fellow ministers. So obviously, Iurie Leanc enjoys the respect of Europe enormously, and if the parties agree on his candidature, for sure he will get a positive reception in Brussels. And I think he has also been, as Minister of Foreign Affairs, in a very civilized, cordial relationship with his counterparts outside the European Union, including in Moscow and Kiev, which is very important. So I think he would certainly be an appropriate person to fill the gap until the Vilnius summit, as well as the new elections. And I hope, again, that the parties share my view on this, and but it's their prerogative to negotiate the situation. I just think that they need to understand what a historical chance Moldova has now to conclude a very good Europe agreement, which would have a very beneficial effect both for the economy as well as for the democratic future of Moldova.
Și dacă se ajunge să fie investit în funcție un nou executiv în plenul Parlamentului, care ar trebui să fie prioritățile acestuia?
In his interview to you, Vlad Socor said Vilnius, Vilnius and Vilnius, and I think he's right. The most important thing is to save as much from the three agreements, visa-free trade and the association agreement, as much as possible, and to seal as much as possible of it in Vilnius. That is really very important for Moldova. The second most important thing is to really launch economic reforms, because the big failing of the last 3 years has been almost entirely a lack of economic reforms, except for the fact that the macroeconomic situation has been managed adequately. And thirdly, of course, the situation in Varnica and Bender is such that it underlines that any government in Moldova has to pay appropriate attention to managing the process with Transnistria and with the partners in the 5+2 in a competent manner, and of course Vlad Filat had very positive initiatives in this respect, and very competently he did manage it, and I am sure that it's not that I am sure, but I hope that the new government, if it emerges, will have enough competence again to manage this conflict. It's very, very important. So these three issues, I think.
La următoarele alegeri parlamentare ar putea fi aplicat un sistem mixt. 51 de deputați vor fi aleși pe liste de partid, iar ceilalți 50 în circumscripțiile uninominale. Ce părere aveți despre această lege votată de curând de deputați?
As I told you, the way this law has been adopted, this rush way without consultations, that is certainly wrong, and I fully agree with what Dirk Schubel told you, that after the opinion of the Venice Commission that is going to come, the correct thing would be to listen to the Venice Commission and adopt their recommendations. So that is one thing. The other I think you have had an adequate electoral code, and I just don't think it's good that always before the elections there is a rush change of the system to give advantages to those who have voted for the change. It's a very uncivilized thing to change the electoral system always. You know, I had, when I was EU Special Representative, I had my own quarrels over these changes in the last minute before the elections. I think those were wrong approaches, and now I think it's a very wrong approach to change the electoral system before the elections. This is this doesn't belong to a civilized, democratic country, and it's, this kind of practice should stop. Let's say the parties should declare that 1.5 or 2 years before the elections, they don't anymore change the system. You can change the system after the election if you really find it compelling. But, you know, a democracy also means stability of the basic legal standards. And if you have an adequate electoral system, this shouldn't be changed, particularly not before the elections. And this way, I am not speaking out about the mixed system, because many countries have a mixed system, but I'm speaking about changing the electoral system to comfort one party or another party right before the election.
Între timp apar partide noi pe scena politică. Credeți că se va ivi și o a treia forță? Are nevoie Moldova de o alternativă a partidelor politice care sunt reprezentate azi în Parlament?
What I think about this is that this conflict of the last 4 months has damaged the standing of certain politicians and parties. We see that the Liberal Party has basically divided into two. We see the approval rating of politicians going down. So I think there is a room for new political initiatives. Whether they will be able to prevail, it's another matter, because it's actually quite difficult to build a new political party. It needs, of course, finances, it needs credible leaders, and it needs organizational skills. So we have had now a stable political landscape in terms of parties for the last 5 or so years. Or 4 years, let's say. Therefore, it's not sure that any new political force is going to be able to break into this vacuum. But the vacuum is there because the politicians use their credibility quite strongly. But again, it's very difficult to predict. And, you know, some of the politicians are still very young, very energetic. Actually, is the generation of the 40 some years old is all there. So it's difficult to predict, but it's not going to be easy for anybody to break into this particular market.